Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, pray.
Broadcast, which is kind of live from the beautiful and bold city
of Jacksonville, Florida, where God will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. I am your host and preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And yes, it is time for us to lift up the name of Jesus. It is time for us to exalt him. It's time for him to be recognized as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. There is none before him and none will be after him. But he is God, and he is God all by himself. So this morning, we come in the name of Jesus. We come to preach the unadulterated, uncompromised word of God that is able to save our soul. And we will be coming from Exodus, the seventh chapter. Today we're going to be talking about Moses before Pharaoh. Don't you remember in the earlier scriptures of the word of God, and I believe in Exodus, the third chapter, when Moses was called by God. Remember the burning bush. Remember when God has spoke to Moses out of the bush, and Moses was fearful. He did not know who it was, but Jesus let him know to pull off his shoes that he was on holy ground, and God began to tell him what he wanted him to know about him. He let him know that he was the I am that I am. Remember when God was telling him to go to Pharaoh and to let his people go, because Pharaoh had the Egyptians was in Egypt, and Pharaoh had the people of God bound and afflicted. And God wanted him to go in and to deliver his people. Yes, I don't know about you, but you can imagine how it is for someone to be afflicted, someone to be stressed out. But God didn't want his people any longer to be stressed out under this taskmaster. And then God was letting him know that I want you to go, Moses, and I want you to speak unto Pharaoh. I want you to tell him to let my people go. Let them go that they can come and that they can be able to worship him. Yes, I know sometimes, even today, that there are people that are going through transitions and things in their life. They have their supervisor. They have those that authority that heart is not right before God, that are taking them through a hard time. But I want you to know that if we seek the face of God, if we believe the word of God, if we stand on his promises, the word of God say, I will never leave you. He said, I will never forsake you. So you got to know, even when you go through difficult times in your life, that God is with you, that God will fight the battle for you. Remember that the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God. Remember that God is well able to fight every battle. So we see that God has called Moses. I don't know whether or not he called your name, but I believe that he called you at such a time as this to do all that you can to bring his people out of darkness. What are you saying, Dr. McCoy? I'm saying that it's time for you to go into the hedges and into the highways and compel his people to be saved, to come out of darkness into his marvelous light. So here we know that the Israelites, that they were in Egypt because of the hardness of their heart, because of their disobedience unto God. But when they began to pray, when they began to seek the face of God, God heard them. God heard their cry. God wanted to deliver them from their affliction. God wanted to deliver them with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. I don't know that you know today that God is your deliverer. I don't know a situation that you may be in today, but God believe, God, that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask of things. You need a deliverer. You need someone to make you free. You need someone to stand in the gap for you. You need someone to bring you out of the bondage of man, out of the bondage of men's mentality that will come upon people that have been abused out in their minds, in their heart, even physically. But you got to know that God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. So we see Moses was called. He was called not by man, but he was called by God. Remember, even God had called Moses and was using Moses to stay alive. He was using Moses a long time ago when God had called him. I believe that even in the time when Pharaoh was trying to kill all the babies and called affliction upon the hearts of the parents and the mothers because he was killing their babies and whatnot. So we find that God had his mother in order to cause him to be kept alive by giving her the wisdom, by giving her the knowledge and understanding and the know-how what to do in order to preserve Moses' life. So I don't know what God has called you to do, but I do know that God has called you in order to lift up his name, in order to be a witness for the kingdom of God. But I said even before, the word of God said, if I be lifted up, he said that he'll draw all men unto him. So we see here in the 7th chapter of Exodus that God has called Moses to go unto Pharaoh. See, and we see that even before God recalled a man, he will prepare that man. When he called that woman, he will prepare that woman. See, Moses, he was so concerned about what Pharaoh was not going to hear him. But even the Israelite was going to even hear him and want to know who he was. And that's the mentality of people today, that you saying, oh, I'm not anybody. I don't think I can do what God has called me to do. I don't think that I can be a witness for the kingdom of God. What am I going to say to them when I go before them? What am I going to say to them when I tell them that the Lord has sent me? What am I going to tell them when I tell them that they need to turn away from their sins and tell them what God says, that God loved them, but the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. See, God, all God wants you to tell them what he has already instructed you to tell them. See, he told Moses exactly what to tell them. See, Moses did not think that he was capable, or was he not worthy or capable enough to go before Pharaoh, to go before the people. But God began to tell him, remember when God instructed him, when God told him, what did he say? What do you have in your hand? And then Moses said, God, it was the rod. God told him to stretch forth that rod. And remember when that rod became a snake, and then after it became a snake, God told him to take that rod by the tail, by the end of that rod, and it became a rod again. So God prepared him. God was telling him, God, I'm going to show you my miracle working power. I'm not going to send you out just to be sending you out, but I'm going to send you out that the people will know that I am God, that I am the great I am, and that I have all power in my hand. And then again, God told him to put his hand into his bosom. And when he did, he took the hand out again as instructed by God, and his hand was white as leprosy. And then I'm quite sure he was so amazed of what the power of God. Sometimes we don't know the power of God. We don't know that God is able to do all things, that he is able to perform great and mighty mighty miracles if we just give him a chance and if we just believe on his word. So after him putting his hand in there and taking it out and seeing that his hand was leprosy, and then he put it back and it was and took it out again, and his hand was like his normal flesh. So we need to believe God. I'm trying to build your faith. I'm trying to let you know that that same God that moved upon Moses, that same God is able to move in your life. That same God is what to use you to go and to tell the people that God, he is that great I am, that God, he is the Savior, he is the Lord. Let him know that he is the Alpha and Omega, one that is the beginning and the end. So you, when you can speak what the word of God says, when you can speak what God says to you, then you're not going to have a problem. All you got to do is speak it in faith. God wanted him to tell the Pharaoh to let his people go. Yes, because of the trial that they were going through, it was God let us know even this, that you know that even if he suffered in the flesh, the arm ourselves likewise will suffer. Sometimes we're going to go through things in our life. Sometimes we're going to be trying and sweat yet, and sometimes we're going to be tested. But God wants you to know that God, he will be with you, and he will not forsake you. And sometimes when you're in a situation, the enemy wants you to think that you have been forsaken, but God will not forsake you. He will not leave you. The enemy wants you to think that he is not walking with you, and he has forgotten all about you. Sometimes when you're crying in the midnight and early in the morning, I want you to know today that God sees and he hears that cry. Even he has heard the cry of the Israelites over all the many years that they were in bondage. And I say again, they were in bondage. These people were in bondage. The God people were in bondage because of their disobedience. I believe today that I can tell you that even you may be a God's child and you may be God's appointed. Appoint one of God, but even when you go through things in your life, you got to know that God will bring you out. And even in the disobedience in your life, God is calling you to repent, to turn away from your wicked way, to turn back to him, to depend on him, to trust in him, to have confidence in him, to have faith in him, to know that he is God, and to know that he is God all by himself. So here we see Moses, God is telling him to go before Pharaoh, go before him and tell him to let my people go. See, I have told you, I have trained you, I have showed you what I can do. And yes, he did even more things. He showed Moses and more things to do when he go before Pharaoh, when he go before the people of God. But yet God knew what the plan was from the beginning. God knew that I'm going to harden this Pharaoh heart. Why? Because I want him to know that I am God. I'm going to call him to say no. He's going to say yes, and then he's going to say no. I'm going to renege on what I said I'm going to do, but I'm going to let him know that I'm God. And not only that, I'm going to let him know that I am God, I'm going to let the Egyptian, I'm going to let the Israelite know that I am God, and I am a deliverer. I am your only deliverer, and I can bring you out, but I'm going to let Pharaoh know that I am God. So when God told Moses to go before Pharaoh, and God told him, let's go there in that first verse. And it said, the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh and Aaron, and thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee. See, it's so important for us to speak all that God has commanded us to speak. Don't leave a word out. Don't delete anything, but don't add anything, but just speak what God has said for you to speak, because people's lives is on the line, and it is God's word that has the power. power in it. God's word has the power to bring deliverance in the people's lives. So here we see that God is saying to, talking to Aaron and talking to Moses, and he sees in that second verse, he said, thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron, thy brother, shall speak unto Pharaoh. You know, God is telling him this because remember in the word of God, early in the Exodus, it tells us that Moses, he was telling God, God, I don't speak elegant, and God, and I'm slow of speech, and my tongue is slow. And yet God, you know, at that time, God was displeased with Moses because he was trying to make a claim before the Most High God, the God that made him, the God that created him, the God that called him. And don't you see yourself in that, in this morning, that you're making excuses. Some is making excuses why they can't go for and preach the word of God. Why you can't go for and be a witness for the kingdom of God. Why you can't go and lift up the name of Jesus. Why you can't go for and call people by the power of God to be saved and to know that he is God and to know that he is God all by himself. See, Moses, he was very uncomfortable because he was walking in the flesh. How many of you this morning that is walking in the flesh and that walking in the spirit, how many of you have turned to your ears unto the ears, that kind of mind, your ears, you're not hearing what God is saying. See, it's not just man speaking to you, it is God. It is God speaking to you. It's God saying to go and speak unto Pharaoh. God, who is God telling you to go? He tells you to go into the hedges. He tells you to go into the highway. And God is telling you in order to speak unto the people. And then the word of God said to Moses, he said, and I would harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. Oh, you're gonna do signs. You're gonna do wonders. And but I am gonna harden the heart of Pharaoh because I want him to see that I am the Almighty God. I want him to see that. I am able to move on behalf of my people. I want to show him that I am God and God all by myself. No matter what army he has, no matter how many people he has in his army, you can't override me. You can't do exceedingly the things that I do. You may try to imitate them, but you're not God. I am the great I am. And that's what we need to know today, that God is the great I am. You may feel that you're in bondage today. You may feel that you're in a room that you just can't move around in, that you even feel like you got claustrophobia. And say, yeah, God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. You may feel like you've been in bondage. You may feel like the enemy has tried to overpower you. And I just believe that the enemy has tried to overpower many people's minds and their heart and cause their heart to suffer, cause them to go through things that they don't need to go through, but because of the affliction of the enemy. But I do know if you call on the name of Jesus, I do know if your confidence and your faith is in the Almighty God, that God won't leave you and God will not forsake you, but God will be there for you. You got to remember now that the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God, and he is well able to fight every battle. Somebody needs to know that the battle does not belong to them. See, we are trying to fight our battle, and God wanted the people of Egypt to know that he was the Almighty God. You want him to know that I am, that I am. So therefore, even though I'm going to send Moses and I'm going to cause Moses and Aaron. Aaron going to speak. Moses going to go before you, and Aaron and Moses going to tell Aaron what to do, because I'm speaking unto Moses. And yet the sign and the wonder is going to come forth, but I am going to harden this man, this Pharaoh heart. I want him to see that I am God. I am the God Almighty. And there in that fourth verse, it says, but Pharaoh shall not harden unto you, and that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my army and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgment. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth my hand upon the Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Oh, I'm going to bring them out. You can rest assured that I am going to bring them out. Yes, I know how long they've been in the land of Egypt, but yes, I heard their cry. So I am going to deliver my people. I will bring them out with a strong hand. And then we see, and Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded. So you got to do what God has commanded you to do. You can't do it your way. You can't have it your way. You can't go before a man, a woman, or you can't go before the enemy doing it your way and saying what you want to say, but you got to say what God's word says. You got to give the instruction. You got to do what God has called you to do. See, in here, when we look at that seventh verse, and that seventh chapter of Exodus, we see that Moses, at this time, he was 40 years old, and his brother Aaron. Aaron was 43 years old when they went to speak unto Pharaoh. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show me a miracle for you, thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod, cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. So he wanted to know whether this man had any power. He wanted to know what was to them. He wanted to know who is speaking. But, you know, sometimes we'll begin to speak and we'll begin to say things, but where is the power of God? And this is one of the things that Pharaoh, this is what the people are looking for, to be able to see whether you got power in your life, or you walking in authority of God. Did God really send you? So God let him know that when Pharaoh asked a miracle from you, but he wanted to see a miracle, but he was telling him, in other words, you see what I am instructing you to do? Didn't I show you how to use that rod? Didn't I tell you before to throw that rod down? And when you had cast that rod down, did it not come to be a snake? And then after I told you to take it up, and it began to be a rod, became a rod again. And so, therefore, here's time for him to show and tell. It's time to show and tell. When we don't hear the word of God, when we don't hear God's word, it's time for us to show and tell of what God has instructed us to do. Yes, we've read the word of God. The word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. The word of God says ye shall know truth, and the truth will make you free. And the whom the Son is made free is free indeed. So therefore, when we have heard the word of God and we've been instructed by God at that time that God has called us to do these things, because it is a time and it is a season for us to go forth. And God is calling his men and women to go forth, his boys and girls to go forth. So here we see that God is telling him when Pharaoh asked him to show a miracle, he wanted then for it's time for you to take out that rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants. It became a serpent, just like God said it was going to become. If God was going to hold back on him. God was not going to embarrass him. God was not going to cause him to be shown that he didn't know what he was doing. And many times when we go forth in to heal the sick, and because the Lord let us know if we lay a hand upon the sick, that they shall recover. And God is going to, he is time, it's time for him to be made known through us and what he has called us to do, and believing and standing upon his word. And so here we see that when he cast that rod before Pharaoh, then that rod became a serpent. And then Pharaoh also called the wise men. He called the wise men and magicians of Egypt, and they also did the same thing that Moses and Aaron had did.
Blood throughout all
the land of Egypt, both in the vessel of wood and in the vessel of stone. God warned them. God warned Pharaoh. God let him know what was going to happen. But yet, God is continually to harden his heart. God is continually to harden his heart. And when we look at verse 20, it's the 20th verse of Exodus, that seventh chapter, and the Lord and Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded. And he lifted up the rod and smote the water that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. Could you imagine the water everywhere you see that was supposed to be pure, clean water, water that was drinkable, water that you could use to wash your clothes, water that you would be able to bathe in? All of this water, all this water had turned to blood. And the fishes that was in the river died, just like the Lord said. And the river sank, and the Egyptian could not drink the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. Could you imagine? And I believe that you can imagine in your mind, blood everywhere. Everywhere that there was water, there was blood. God is still showing forth his power. God is still letting Pharaoh know that I am the Almighty God. And then here comes Pharaoh, a musician. How they had come and how they, the enchantment, and they did the same thing that Moses and Aaron had done. And here, God turned and went here, and let's read there in the 22nd verse. And the Egypt, and so were their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken to them as the Lord had said. God had hardened his heart again. The musician, the enchantment heard. All of them, they did the same thing, but yet God's power to receive any power that Pharaoh did ever have. And here in that 23rd verse, and Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither did he set his heart to this also. And all the Egyptians picked around about the river for water to drink, but they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after that the Lord had smitten the river. Could you imagine a man's heart being so hardened? I mean, coming against the power of God, coming against the will of God. I am not going to let these Israelites go. I am not going to let them go and to serve God. He was trying to let him know that I'm bigger than God. Nothing you're going to do that's going to move me. But yet God knew that his plan, that the plan from the beginning, the plan, the time that God sent Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh, that his plan was going to supersede anything that Pharaoh thought that he was going to do. But it was God. It was God that was hardening his heart. So I want you to just understand today that no matter what you may be going through from one side to the other, from what the enemy has tried to do to you, how the enemy has fought against you, how the enemy tried to afflict your mind, and how he's tried to saturate you with oppression and depression, I want you to know today that God, he still is God. And that's what you need to know, that God still is God. And no matter what situation that you may be in today, God still is God. And that God will bring you out. It took time. God let the Israelites remain in Egypt for a long period of time because of their disobedience. But when they began to cry out before the Lord, and God sees their cry, he sees their affliction, then God allowed Moses to go in to deliver his people, to bring them out, that they'll be able to serve him. So God wants us to be able to serve him, to worship him. He has given us that liberty and that freedom to serve and to worship him. We can't take our liberty, we can't take our freedom lightly. We need to do all that we can at this day and this hour to be able to lift up the name of Jesus, to be able to bring glory and honor unto him. And I don't know who you are in our broadcasting radio air today out there, but God knows who you are. I don't know who are listening to the broadcast, but I know many, many are listening from state to state. They are listening to the word of the Lord. And even as God has sent Moses to Pharaoh, God is sending you unto a world that needs Jesus Christ. If you are saved and you've been born again and you have given your life to Christ, you need to begin your journey. You need to go forth for him. You need to be able to tell the world that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You need to let them know and remind them who God is. You need to let them know that God loves them and that God wants to them to repent of their sin. And they can know that God that wants them to repent of their sin, that he will cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and he will remember it no more. Wouldn't it be great? Isn't it great to know that your sins, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, yet God will forgive you for your sin? You may have been incarcerated for 10 years. You may be incarcerated, even seasonally 20 years, but yet God, he is God, and he wants to deliver you, and he wants to make you free. You may have been a robber, you may have been a streetwalker, or you just been a sinner, because the Bible says that let us know that with all sin, he comes short of the glory of God. But whoever you may be today, it's time for you to give your life to God. And it's time for those that already know Jesus Christ to come out of that lukewarm state. Somebody in a lukewarm position today. Somebody was like Jonah, who would not go forth and would not warn the people and not let them know that God was going to destroy them in those 40 days. God wants you to be that workman in the vineyard. You may just tell that neighbor of those neighbors in your community, on your street, about the love of God. You may tell someone on your job about the love of God. Wherever you are, you have that opportunity to let someone know that God loves them. So today we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And I want you to come and go with me. I don't want to leave you back. Because I know that even as you have heard the word, don't just hear the word and don't make a change. I want your life to be changed. God wants your life to be changed. You see, the word of God let us know that he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. God didn't want his people to continue to live in those conditions. God didn't want his people to remain afflicted by the taskmaster. He didn't want them to remain to be burdensome and work rigorously, but he wanted them to have that peace of mind, and he wanted them to be able to serve him. And that's what God wants you to do today. God wants you to serve him, to acknowledge him, to know that he is God. So we're getting ready to pray. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want you to just repeat after me, and I will lead you unto Christ. And he will save you. I cannot save you, but God will save you and will deliver you from all of your sins, from all of your transgressions. He'll make you that new creature in Christ Jesus. All things will pass away. All things will become new. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray even now, God, that you will look, God, upon your people. God, that you will touch them now, God. That you will give them what they need today. God, that they will turn away from their sin. And God, that they will turn away from their transgressions. And God, that they will live this life, God, so they can live again. God, that they will know, God, that you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. God, that they will know that you are the God of Jacob. That they will know, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you are able to change their heart. God, and touch their heart. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, and to call them, Father God, to be that vessel of your honor and glory. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, even now, Lord, I ask you, Father God, to forgive them. I will just repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Come into my heart. Save me, and I'll live for you the rest of my life. Make me that new creature in Christ Jesus. Let old things pass away and all things become new. Father, I thank you for you being Lord and Savior in my life. Forgive me for all of my sins. And if you have prayed that prayer with me this morning, and you're standing on the promises of God, and you believe God this morning, I want you to know that the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because you have given your life unto him. And don't let the enemy make you think that you're not saved. You have given your life to Christ. I'm going to ask you to read your Bible because the word of God says that study should have self-approval to God. A woman of God need not be ashamed to write it about the word of truth. The word of God said, you shall know truth, and the truth will make you free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So God will make you free. He'll continue to show you how to live this life for him. Read your Bible and pray, because the word of God says, man shall always pray and not to faint. You won't have to be weary. You won't have to give up if you just pray. Okay. All right, we thank you so much for inviting the Lord God into your life, into your heart today. And we want you to go forth, and we want you to let God lead you, guide, and direct you, that you don't have to stand anymore. Several songs say, let us know that I'm not the same anymore. I'm not the same anymore. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm not the same. I won't be the same. I won't be the same anymore. And that's what you have to say in your heart when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. As you need God's word for instruction, even if he instructed Moses, he will instruct you. This has been your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, on Our Power, the Preacher of the Hour. We want you to join us on this coming Friday at 9 a.m. And we'll be back preaching the unsaturated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save your soul. Why don't you call a friend, call a neighbor even today, and let them know that, hey, you ought to listen to Our Power, because if you need some power, if you need to be saved, if you need to know Jesus Christ, I believe that listening to this broadcast will give you what you need until this coming Friday at 9 a.m. I say to you, shalom, peace be with you in Jesus' name.